The second National Science, Technology, Mathematics and Innovation Camp for Senior High School Students is underway at the Archbishop Porter Girls Senior High School at Takoradi in the Western Region. It is focusing on securing our future through gender equality in science and technology and innovation education. Correspondent Lodina Adams reports that more than 200 students selected from five regions, namely Western, Central, Volta, Eastern and Greater Accra, are participating.
In an address read on his behalf, the Western Regional Minister, Paul Evans Edu, said science, technology and mathematics innovation education camps are being used to address some pertinent problems which impede the choice and study of science and mathematics and other related programs in the first and second cycle educational institution. To this end, government, aware of the great need for scientists, has supported the initiative by making provision for over 6,000 students nationwide to participate in the camps. Mr. Adu said, technology is more accessible to all now than ever. Thus, there is the need for all students to nurse the desire and interest to be trained and prepared as scientists, technologists, economists, entrepreneurs, and managers to help build the economy. He said, education plays an important role in eradicating poverty and reducing disparities in living standards and meeting the needs of majority of people, saying nations that have recognized the importance of education, particularly science, technology and innovations, and use every available opportunity to equip its people developed. Mr. Adu indicated that it is for this reason that the Ministry of Education is determined to provide the people of Ghana with quality, lifelong and sustainable education. He said, gone were the days when women were sidelined and prevented from participating in certain activities because of their gender. Adding that, today, women can equally perform such male-dominated fields as men, if not better. He called on parents and teachers and stakeholders in education to help remove all barriers in the way of a girl child so that girls can contribute their quota to national development. The head of Science Education Unit of the Ghana Education Service, Georgina Kwesi, said, much progress has been made in promoting education for the girl child. However, the progress on girls and women participation in science, technology, engineering and mathematics is still being hampered, even though it is so imperative that both boys and girls acquire the necessary skills and competences.
Correspondent Lodina Adams reporting.